There's been like talk before of, you might have heard, you know, the occasional sort of thing about maybe Wi-Fi and 4G and now 5G, which is about to arrive, is sort of, maybe it's bad for our physical bodies, right? Like maybe it's sort of one of those things where we don't know the effect it could be having. There's all these sort of theories that run around that, but one man actually has done a workshop over the weekend, Steve Galvin from the Creative Spirit Center, talking about how maybe these waves and technologies might actually be having like a deeper effect. Steve's a Reiki master, like I said, from Creative Spirit Center, and he's going to run you through maybe some of these risks. Steve, hey, hello, welcome.
Oh, hi. Hey, thanks for having me on.
Of course, man. So your workshop that you ran on Friday night was called Transcending the Matrix.
That's correct, yeah.
So we're talking about like these 5G waves and stuff, but where does Transcending the Matrix come into it? What does that even mean?
Basically, I think that we are organic spiritual beings. We're having this physical reality experience, and we are being taken over, or rather, we've had this superficial reality imposed upon us, which we would probably call the Matrix. I think most people's view of the Matrix probably comes from the movie.
Yeah.
I remember when I actually first saw that, it blew me away. And I remember thinking what a metaphor it was for the reality that we live in. The more I research it and the more I look into it, the more I think it's along the lines of a documentary.
Really?
And I think with the 5G coming in, that is probably the next step in this matrix being created around us.
Right. Was there a moment where you came to this realization?
Oh, definitely. Well, it's not one particular aha moment. I think there's been lots of little aha moments along the way.
Yeah. I only ask because like it's definitely not something that we learn in school or anything,
well,
right?
Obviously
like
not. No, I mean I've had a lifelong interest in the metaphysical and paranormal, and up until a few years ago, I was a very, very, very deeply into the conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
Then probably about 18 months or 2 years ago, I was listening to a YouTube video by a lady called Susan Clark, and she's quite an expert in the 5G field. And what she was saying absolutely blew me away. And it's something that I've become really passionate about, because I think people really need to understand exactly what it is and what it's going to involve, you know, because it's going to have such a profound effect on humanity.
And so in this workshop you're talking about as well, and in your work, you sort of talk about how maybe Wi-Fi, mobile signals, 5G, it's actually maybe you reckon it might be bad for like our almost psychology? Is that the right word?
I think it attacks us on so many different levels. I mean, it's certainly not going to be promoted as such.
Why is that?
I mean, I think we're addicted to a technology, and we're virtually clamoring for more and more. And so the next thing that comes out, everybody's going to put their hands up and say, yeah, we want that. I mean, who wouldn't want to be able to download a movie in less than a second on their mobile telephone?
Sounds awesome.
You know, it's absolutely fantastic. The capabilities of it, they're talking about surgeons operating on people on the other side of the planet via this Wi-Fi technology. But what people don't understand is the actual wavelengths that they use. I mean, up until now, we're on 4G and we have a wavelength which it's an artificial digital wavelength which goes from 2 gigahertz up to about 8 gigahertz. Once 5G comes in, we're going to be going up to probably 300 gigahertz, which is just incredible. I mean, to put it into perspective, a microwave oven uses 2.4 megahertz, you know, and the American military have developed a microwave cannon which actually uses 300 gigahertz, and they use it for crowd control. And what it does is it actually makes your skin burn, it makes you sick, nauseous, gives you headaches, makes your eyes burn.
So what does all this, what does all these gigahertz mean for us, like spiritually?
Well, I think
in your sort of research,
when you think about it, we're just spiritual beings, and we're also energetic beings. I mean, to quote Nikola Tesla, if you want to understand the universe, think in the terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. And pretty much everything that exists is just energy vibrating at a frequency, and we're no different. Now, if we're going to be immersed in this 5G network and we're bombarded with this synthetic signal, it's going to disrupt our energetic flow. And I mean, it can cause all sorts of physical ailments, mental illness. I mean, there's just a whole host of ailments that it can actually cause.
For people listening that might be, you know, maybe they're a bit skeptical of this kind of stuff, and you're throwing out some, I guess, some pretty big claims, you know, like, is there, have you been seeing this yourself? Like, is this stuff you've read?
As a massage therapist and a Reiki master, I have come across a lot of clients that have been suffering from fibromyalgia, sore muscles, sore joints, and it seems to be becoming more and more prevalent. And
you reckon the link is to all these networks?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say it's just that. I mean, there are a whole host of toxins that we're bombarded by daily. But definitely since these mobile phone networks have actually started to increase, I've seen it to increase tenfold.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, I mean, look, before I let you go, I probably just, maybe in 30 seconds, would you say, like, you know, some people might say that this technology is all very convenient, though. And I mean, me myself, like, I would say, I've not really feel like it's affecting me that intensely. I'd probably just rather take the risk and just enjoy these sweet technological benefits. What would you say to someone like that would say something like that?
I think, okay, the technology is great, but there are safeguards that you can take. I mean, for starters, you can use a hands-free kit instead of holding your telephone to your ear. You could go back to landlines. There's different ways that you can actually protect your home with
that?
EMF shielding. Yes, I do.
Use a landline?
Oh, if I can, yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
And I use a hands-free kit as much as I possibly can with my mobile. And then to go one step ahead of that, as I said, we're spiritual beings, and I think it sounds a bit corny, but raising our vibration is the way to go.
Right.
If you can eat a good diet, if you can exercise, meditate, get in touch with nature, drink pure water, keep away from the fluoride, avoid toxins, drugs, alcohol, whatever, and just generally practice compassion and love for everybody and gratitude, I think that is the best cure for getting beyond this 5G technology.
All right. Well, it's been interesting to hear your thoughts, Steve. Thanks so much for coming in.
You're welcome. Yeah, thanks for having me.